The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Seriously? Seriously? Dr. Seuss was a racist? Really? Oh, my goodness. Hey, welcome to the 4 o'clock hour, Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We talk a lot in this program about worldview. Mentioning that just a moment ago, the difference between a secular worldview and a biblical worldview. And one way that I have used through the years to illustrate the importance of a worldview is glasses, eyeglasses, all right? Your worldview is like looking through a pair of glasses. I have worn contact lenses for, I suppose, about 30 years and can't see without them. But I've never had a problem until recently. And I'm not going to go into the details. I wouldn't bore you with it. But because of some problems that I've had, I have moved after all of these years from contact lenses to wearing glasses on a daily basis. I had to go get new glasses and so forth, and I miss my contacts. But anyway, it's interesting. The glasses that I got are the kind that they, what do they call them? I had it, and it's gone. Progression lenses. When I go outside, they get dark and so forth. Well, I can go out in the real bright sun and come inside, and it takes one or two minutes for those glasses to get really, really dark outside to lighten up. So I can walk from the bright sun into a building that's pretty well lit, and I think, why is it so dark in here? Turn on the lights. What's the matter with you people? Open some windows. Well, it's not the windows of the darkness of the building. It's the glasses I'm looking through. When I'm looking through these lenses, everything is impacted by the lens I'm looking through. You know, we talk about rose-colored glasses. Well, if you were looking through rose-colored glasses, everything you would see would have a rose-colored tint. You understand what I'm saying? Our worldview is like looking through lenses, and there are things imprinted on those lenses that impacts the way you see everything. Your worldview is a lens that you look through. We were talking about the difference between a biblical worldview that begins with the fallen nature of man, the evil nature of man, and a secular humanist worldview that begins with the goodness of man. Well, that determines how you look at things. If you have a secular humanist worldview that everybody is good, inherently good, and you look at terrorists and you say, oh, those poor people, they just they didn't have a good childhood. They were deprived of love and compassion, and they just need a little bit of encouragement. If we could just sit down and talk nice to them, they would be nice. If we would just treat them nice, they will treat us nice, not realizing that they have a worldview that says, kill those people. So you try to talk nice to them, and their worldview says They're trying to fool us. They're trying to deceive us. So let's just cut their head off. Are you with me? Have I lost you? I hope not. There are so many things imprinted on our lenses. And when we look through those things, we expect things to be one way or another, whether they really are or not. There are many people today, black, white, who see almost everything through a racist lens. Everything is racism because it's what they've been told. They have been programmed. They have lenses on that says, everyone around me is a racist. And if you're white, obviously you have to be a racist. It is very similar to the lens that a lot of white people have looked through. I guess there are still some, hopefully not very many. But many years ago, most white people looked through a lens that said, oh, they have black skin. They must be ignorant. They must be dumb. They must be stupid because they're black. That was the lens they were looking through. Terrible thing. Very untrue. Well, there are a lot of people today, particularly with the rise of critical race theory, the liberal left, which tells us, well, if they're white, they have to be racist. They just have to be. They can't help it. They just need to admit it. They are racist. And so, therefore, if there is an author who happens to be white, if you look hard enough and long enough, you're going to find racism in his writings. You're going to find it. You're going to look for it, and you're going to find it. Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss have been some of the most beloved books in American literature. What percentage of American children for the last at least 40 years have grown up reading Dr. Seuss, learning how to read using Dr. Seuss? Here's the headline. 6 Dr. Seuss books won't be published because of racist images. Now, who made the decision to stop publishing these 6 Dr. Seuss books? The Seuss Enterprise, Dr. Seuss Enterprises. In other words, the people that are running the Dr. Seuss Enterprise, some are relatives of Dr. Seuss who died. When did he die? Back in the... He died in 1991. Still incredibly popular. Last year, the Dr. Seuss Enterprises brought in $33 million. Random House Children's Books has been the publisher, but the Dr. Seuss Enterprises has held the licensing, and they have decided no more. Why? Wait till you hear. Wait till you hear. More of the woke culture, more of the cancel culture, more of reinterpreting the past. And it's pretty clear nobody and nothing is exempt. Yeah, I'll give you their reasoning when we return.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. We are seeing the rise of cancel culture as individuals and corporate entities try to outdo each other on what is offensive. The latest, Dr. Seuss. Six Dr. Seuss books are no longer going to be published because of the Dr. Seuss Enterprise, the company that holds the patent, the license on the Dr. Seuss books, including some of Dr. Seuss' family. They said they have been looking for at this for several years. Well, in fact, let me just read it to you. Six Dr. Seuss books, including And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street and If I Ran the Zoo, will stop being published because of, quote, racist and insensitive imagery. The business that preserves and protects the author's legacy said today, quote, these books portray people in ways that are hurtful and wrong. Ceasing sales of these books is only part of our commitment and our broader plan to ensure Dr. Seuss Enterprises catalog represents and supports all communities and families. The other books are McGallagher's Pool, On Beyond Zebra, Scrambled Egg Super, and The Cat's Quizzer. Quote, Dr. Seuss Enterprises listened and took feedback from our audiences, including teachers, academics, and specialists in the field as part of our review category. All right. So what caused this? What are the offensive images? And I quote, in And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, an Asian person is portrayed wearing a conical hat, holding chopsticks, and eating from a bowl. Conical hat, holding chopsticks, and eating from a bowl. Now, if you were to look at pictures of Chinese people from the 1800s, early 1900s, the conical hat was very common. Many of the Asian workers who came to America worked on the railroads and so forth here in America in the early days of the building of the railroad and so forth. They wore those conical hats. It's what they wore. It wasn't derogatory. It wasn't denigrating. It's what they wore. Holding chopsticks. That's how most Chinese people eat their food. And the worst part of all, the character was eating from a bowl. That is what they found offensive. An Asian person wearing a conical hat, holding chopsticks, and eating from a bowl. That was offensive. And If I Ran the Zoo includes a drawing of two barefooted African men wearing what appears to be grass skirts. Barefooted, okay, I've been to Africa on several occasions. And when you get out in the country, everybody's barefooted. And yes, I have seen barefooted Africans in grass skirts. Is it popular today? No, but that's part of African culture. That was offensive? Here's another headline from another publication. Dr. Seuss accused of Orientalism, anti-blackness, and white supremacy. Folks, listen. If you just want to be offended, if you try to be offended, if your goal, if your desire is to find things that offend you, you will almost always be successful. Oh my goodness. This cancel culture thing is just totally out of control. While you have companies like Oreo. Okay, so Dr. Seuss is stopping publication of 6 full books because somebody somewhere might be, maybe offended. And I think I'm fairly sensitive to things that offend other people. I mean, I've been on the radio for 30 years. If I was not sensitive to offending people, I would not still be here. But I don't see anything offensive in any of those things, unless, again, you just want to be offensive. But then you have Oreo cookies promoting homosexuality, same-sex attraction, and you have Cadbury. Have you heard about this? You know, the Cadbury Christmas, or not Christmas, Easter eggs. You know, every year, Cadbury chocolate puts out millions of dollars worth of advertising leading up to Easter, and the Cadbury eggs. This year, Cadbury is airing a commercial of 2 men, and they are passing a Cadbury egg back and forth with their mouth, sharing mouth to mouth, lip to lip, a Cadbury egg. Cadbury for Easter. That is acceptable in our culture today. That's okay. That's all right. Air it on TV, you know, your kids. Hey, mommy, how come those 2 men are... That's okay. But a Dr. Seuss book, Seuss, I guess it's Seuss, not Zeus, a Seuss book has an Asian individual with a conical hat eating with chopsticks out of a bowl. Hello? That is offensive. Just defies common sense. It is a wacky, wacky world, folks. And that is why it has never been more important for you and I to share the good news of Jesus Christ in this crazy, wacky world. We have this whole movement. You can't be happy unless you're offended by everybody around you. You can't be happy unless you attack this and this and this. That's the way to happiness, is attack this, attack that, be offended by this. And we have the privilege and the opportunity of sharing the good news of Jesus. That message has never been more needed than today.